Change is inevitable, but progress is not. It's strange how often attempts are made to change without any change being made. We understand, or some of us understand, that a particular transformation is vital, urgent, important, and desirable, but somehow it's avoided. Far too often there are changes made, perhaps hugely disruptive, expensive changes, without actually moving forward. No better place is reached, no better game is played, so much so that the time and energy expended can appear worse than doing nothing. Social groups create their own rules, but they're also governed, or at least influenced, by the rules they have made. This means that rules made in the past set the context for discussions about what to do now and what to do in the future. Traditions based on what people experienced decades or centuries ago can influence the way you look at a problem or the way that other people see a situation. As a result, people make decisions based on the way things were without ever really adapting to the way things are or could be. Most social groups have a strong collective bias towards keeping things the way they are, even when individually they would like to see change. A mixture of what is said and what is not said manages to avoid discussing the real tricky issues, and when difficult issues are discussed, they will not necessarily lead to coherent transformation in the longer term. It's a form of social homeostasis, or defensive routine, that tries to put things back the way they were over and over again, even if those things are impossible or counterproductive. Your deliberate efforts to provoke adaptation that leads to a winning position should focus on the smallest possible change to create the biggest possible long-term impact. Each of the examples explored in this book have revealed how relatively small parts of a social system were altered so that the system itself was then altered. Once a better system is established, the various parts will naturally compete to keep it that way. You have succeeded in transcending the original situation when it would take more effort to go back than to stay in your new, healthier, happier place. Understanding how to transcend is the essence of human progress. And there really has never been a more important skill than understanding the art of winning amid uncertainty.